It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
Shit.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning none of us wanted to wake up for, I guess.
Right. Yeah. February 4th, 2024, 6:25 in the morning, going on 6:30. I got Sunny down here with me in the Beer Garden recording studio. You better behave yourself, huh?
I thought it was Busch Gardens.
Nah, it's still the Beer Garden recording studio. I'm not going to change it now. I got the sign. So what's going on?
Yes. Nothing. Getting this podcast in before work.
Yeah. So you got to leave about an hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. We get inspections, you know, every once in a while. Right now, we're due for one. So we're just being on top of the game and guaranteeing that we stay at a 5-star rating. So
you mean like the health department or something?
No, health department's cake. We always pass with glowing ratings. This is more operations assessment for the company that I work for.
Also, like upper management?
Not even upper management. This is they're just coming to make sure that we're operating under the standards that the umbrella company has over us. So they inspect the whole place, and they inspect the product and quality. So we got to be on top of everything really hardcore.
Yeah.
But my two workers today are going to be amazing. One's a solid college student. He's super awesome. And the other one's my friend who actually offers some topics today.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. What topics are those?
I remember one of them was aliens being demons.
Yeah.
Lactose conspiracy, like lactose intolerance. And diabetes.
Yeah, that's all interesting. I like that. But yeah. You know what, though? Carl Weathers died.
I know! Dutch!
That kind of hit me hard, man. It came out of nowhere.
I know. I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, Dutch.
Yeah.
Wearing a hat today.
No. Nah, well, I got a haircut. Only time I wear a hat is when my hair's too long.
I put on this hat just because you're not wearing a hat.
Yeah. Well, we're both sober for this episode. That might be a first.
I know. That's... I don't know if that's ever happened.
Well... People, it's like we talked about before, even when I'm not drinking, it sounds like I'm drinking because my Like, I don't know if that's from boxing or what, but we talked about that before. You said you agreed that with people that said that.
I do. I concur.
Well, fuck it. I don't know.
Well, I get told that I got told by somebody at work that they want to work their way up to the point where they can come in looking as stoned as I do. And I'm like, and this was the first time this person met me. And I'm like, I'm not even stoned. This is just how I look. Honestly, I have like a Jim Brewer kind of look. Like I always look high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made it work for him.
I know, he did. He did a great job. He definitely. You know, he doesn't even smoke anymore.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Look at my cup.
Jim Jones.
Drink up. What do you got there, a Harry Potter cup?
No, it's like a military cup. It says, somebody got it for me for Father's Day. It says, Dad, the toughest job you'll ever love. And it's Army Green. It's a good-looking cup.
Nice.
Speaking of the Army, so they've lowered their standards. That means something's coming. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have a GED anymore.
Wow.
You can have a felony. That's for the Army and Navy. I don't know about the other two. I just came across that. I thought that was kind of a red flag. Something's definitely coming.
Yeah, not too long ago, they were willing to welcome back everybody that that got discharged for not taking the vaccine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Funny how everybody did a 180 on that.
Yeah.
Some of the cops and shit in New York City, they got like all whole shitload of back pay and everything for when they got fired because of that. So all these politicians and shit that were selling out for Pfizer and shit, now they kind of got to drag their tail in the mud. All right, so what do you want to talk about? I don't know. Your computer's probably faster than mine. I tried bringing this up. I was looking at there used to be a blind fortune teller at the Vatican. You ever hear about that?
No.
And I tried Googling it. Not Googling, but what am I using here? Bing. All that came up was a fucking TV show. I guess it's called The Blind Fortune Teller. I don't know if you can find anything. I can't find shit. Can't remember where I heard it. It's probably one of the podcasts I listen to or something.
I don't really have... I can't really find anything tied to the Vatican. But there's a person that I've known about called Baba Vanga.
That's it.
Okay. That... Yeah, he predicted a lot of stuff, including the rise of ISIS.
He doesn't have anything to do with the Vatican. It's a guy, right? A dude?
No, it's a woman.
Okay, yeah. Here it is. Yeah, Bulgarian mystic.
Is it Baba Vanga?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I don't see anything about the Vatican, though. I don't know go ahead.
They said she predicted September 11th by saying, horror, horror, the American brethren will fall after being attacked by the steel birds.
That's pretty accurate.
The wolves will be howling in a bush and innocent blood will gush.
Obama shit. Go ahead.
Yeah, she also predicted the 44th president of the United States would be African American. and stated that he would be the last U.S. president.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't true. I mean, Biden doesn't really count, but Trump was after him.
Is it? Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
You can't discount Trump now. Come on. He did. Yeah, he did more than anybody. I'm coming around to Trump, man. Like, I used to think they were all full of shit, but he's really the only one that's going to fucking accomplish anything. I don't think they're going to let him back in, though. What do you think?
You think they're going to JFK him?
I don't know about that. I think the election's rigged, and they're not going to let him in. They're scared shitless of him. Is that a different cup?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it's a different cup.
You got two different cups of coffee?
Dude, I was waiting for you to come in for like half an hour. I'm on like my third cup of coffee.
I'm on my second.
And I finished it, but I wanted some hot stuff. So this is my Chappie cup. It says, I am consciousness. I am alive. I am Chappie. And it's from a movie.
Like, who the fuck is Chappie?
You have broken my heart, Fox. You don't know who Chappie is.
No.
Chappie is a story about a robot named Chappie. he gets I don't know. He's different than the other robots, and then he transfers his consciousness into another body, and then he also transfers his human mom's body or consciousness onto a robot body as well to keep her alive. And it's just a really cool, interesting story about transhumanism, maybe about AI. but it's really funny. He goes from being a child, like full size robot, but he goes from mentally being a child to being an adult in the movie. And he gets raised by these gangster people that kind of steal him to do like bank heist, to do drug runs, to steal cars. And so he struggles with the, with his consciousness about like, am I doing what is right? So it's kind of an interesting story, an interesting perspective. Christopher Nolan, no, Neil Blomkamp actually directed that movie.
What's the name of it?
Chappie.
Oh, the name of it is Chappie? Yeah. I don't watch TV, so.
I know. That's what
I watch about, my wife will get me to watch TV like once, basically once a night for about an hour. Anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. She likes me to watch TV with her.
What does she watch?
I'll usually pick one of them 90-minute movies on Netflix. That's about as long as I can go. The whole time I'm watching it, I'm looking for fucking predictive programming and shit like that. That's why I hate it.
that's why they hate watching movies with me.
Right.
I'm like looking in the background, you know, like all the unnoticeable stuff. Like I'm like looking at it. I'm not even focusing on the main character. But it's really funny that you mentioned that. People have been posting pictures of, for example, like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, the opening part?
Yeah.
In West Philadelphia. You know, like that whole room that he's in?
Yeah.
Where he's singing that song? There's some pedophile signals. Like that spiral, triangle. We never noticed it. We just never noticed it.
But I mean, that doesn't really mean shit. It's supposed to be like a secret, some kind of secret code or some shit. I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, those are pedophile signs. And then look at the shit that these people in Hollywood are involved with that we know about nowadays. Back in the 90s, we didn't know anything about this. They were putting it in our face, laughing at us, saying, "Maybe these idiots don't know what's going on."
You sure and they're not laughing at us now? Because they put it out there on purpose, and think we're doing some kind of detective work, and we really ain't doing shit.
Thanks for killing my spirit, man.
I'm just saying. You got to catch these motherfuckers red-handed. A signal, a picture of a fucking swirly mark doesn't mean shit.
Look at Pizzagate. We could have caught them red-handed right there, and the police denied anything. They didn't do anything. I don't know.
What was it? Like some kind of emails and shit, right?
Yeah, the Podesta emails and Hillary Clinton and all these other people.
What about Hillary? What about Hillary's email where she was trying to find the body of Gilgamesh in fucking Iran or some shit? You ever hear about that one?
No, I didn't.
Of course, I brought it up and I don't know shit. I don't have any details. But she's had a lot of weird fucking emails about all different kinds of shit. You know what I miss? Speaking of movies. Like, what the fuck's that movie with The Silence of the Lambs?
Okay.
They couldn't make that movie today because it would be offensive to cross-dressers. Right? They're
it,
not.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
It would be offensive to cross-dressers because the cross-dresser was a serial killer. They'd be crossing the line if they made that movie today. Couldn't that just be a coincidence? Or is it not allowed? What do you think?
I don't think it would be allowed anymore. I think you're right on that. I mean, why would it be offensive? I mean, like, it's not like the cross-dresser's going to the school and shooting up, you know, the school or anything. He's just cross-dressing and keeping people in a hole in his house.
Remember the fat girl tried to snatch his dog?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she lured the dog down into the hole. He was going fucking ape shit. The dog's name was Precious. Don't hurt my Precious, you bitch! let me go. I got to get some more coffee. I'm going to pause it.
All right.
All right, we're back. I heard
what
some.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember. I got some. You remember that clip I sent you, Alex Jones?
Yeah.
That's going to be permanent on this show. I'm never getting rid of it. All right, people, you ready for this? This is my new favorite clip. You're going to hear it at least twice, two or three times a show.
They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock.
I fucking love that dude.
People, he's not wrong.
People can call him a fucking controlled opposition and all that bullshit. I fucking love that dude. Nobody gives me more entertainment than that motherfucker. One more time.
He's not wrong.
They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock.
Oh, my God. Now I only have three buttons because that's staying forever.
Good thing we're not drinking and listening to that because we would still be laughing.
Oh, I'd keep hitting the button like a fucking drunk.
Yeah,
I already hit it twice. All right, I got another clip. This is a Twitter employee getting roasted about their fucking woke shit. Speaking of that, all right. It used to be ESG. I can't remember if we talked about this last episode or not.
We did.
But I deleted it.
Yeah.
Julio wanted me to delete the last episode in case anybody was wondering. Probably disappeared for everyone. I don't know. I think it's still on like fucking YouTube and shit like that. I don't know how to get rid of it, but for the audio platforms, it should be gone. But, yeah, I think we did talk about that. ESG somehow became DEI program.
Yeah.
Why do they... that goes... my fucking voice. That goes back to, like... Remember when I ordered the encyclopedia and the fucking dictionary from, like, the 1930s?
Yeah, and you only got one letter?
And I got them both. They're both sitting right here. I got to put on these fucking magnifying glasses to read the motherfuckers because the print's so goddamn small. So ESG. ESG stands for what? Environmental Social Governance. And that became the DEI program, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It's all bullshit. But that this clip is about that shit, the woke bullshit that's going on. Here we go.
Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry?
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no?
We received legal demands to remove content from the platform from the U.S. government and governments all around the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us in the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI.
She said governments around the world. I think we're talking about like the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and shit like that. Those are the motherfuckers that are, as Alex Jones would say, teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock. That's the United Nations. We went over this shit.
Oh, my gosh.
In, like, the second episode ever on this show.
I just had coffee come out of my nose.
You know I'm going to hit that button one more time before we're done. I love that dude. But, yeah, when she says world governments... That's what we're talking about. That's not. They have no authority over anyone. They pay people off. It's all bribery and blackmail and shit.
Yeah.
It's a crooked, evil system, man.
I mean, you know, going back to the why they changed the name and all this other stuff like you were talking about, it goes back to the three-letter thing, you know, like the CIA, FBI, World Economic Forum, WEF. It's always like a three-letter thing.
Yeah, we need to get rid of all that shit.
You know, that's why, like, I'm sharing right now a picture with you that says, things I trust more than the CIA, One Night Stand with Charlie Sheen, tap water from Flint, Michigan, an email from a Nigerian prince, a daycare run by Casey Anthony, gas station sushi, and cocktails with Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
I mean, it's about they've right. always been. Yeah, they've always been. They always use those three letters, the three-letter thing, to hide behind stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And then they spin the agenda too. Like, I'm gonna share this one. You know, global warming. What the fuck happened to that? Did it go away? Did it stop? You know, like, but there's, you know, like, there's numerous pictures of, like, the same temperatures just being displayed differently. Like, between, like, we're looking at a picture from 2017 and 2022. In 2017, the same temperatures in the same area are nice and green, no concern. But in 2022, they're red because of global warming.
And then if it also, it'll flip-flop. Like, global warming will become, like, a fucking, the next ice age and shit like that. It's all fear-mongering. It's all bullshit.
Correct.
I don't give a flying fuck what the news says about anything. It's all propaganda.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it propaganda or are we being conditioned to be idiots? Like, for example, I'm going to play this clip. This kind of bothers me a little bit. This is like a minute and a half, but I think it's interesting.
Episode: a woman is violently raped in a store dressing room, then takes the side of her rapist because he's black. She doesn't want her white privilege to get her attacker locked up. And then her lesbian partner tries to school the cops on racial justice. The welfare of her fiance's rapist keeps her up at night.
How are you holding up?
Not great. I was up all night with Natalie. She was inconsolable.
That's understandable. Look, when a person goes through a trauma like that, it can end up in a very vulnerable state.
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay, then what? We're acutely aware of the...
Froze up.
For people like Jay.
Right, yeah. There it goes.
Our concern is that he might not receive the whole case to you.
And this is your chance to do something about it.
I am going to. Believe me. Because I can. I can afford therapy. I have that luxury. And maybe one day I'll be okay. But if that teenager goes to prison, he may not be. Ever.
Wow. What do you think about that? That's like on a TV show.
Yeah, I could tell. The cop looked like Caitlyn Jenner. Am I right?
A little bit, yeah.
That creeps me out.
Yeah, it creeps me out too.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Why would they...
It's already happening. You know, there was a guy, a politician, I think he was like a councilman or something in New York, and he was walking down the street at like 3 in the morning, a bad time to begin with. But he was walking with his girlfriend, and some random person just stabbed him. They tried to like reason with the person, but he stabbed him. And then the girlfriend is actually defending the guy that stabbed her boyfriend.
Wow. Does
that even make sense?
No.
They started a GoFundMe to support him.
Yeah, that's like the Michael Jackson impersonator that the Marine choked out.
Yep.
I think he knocked out like a 60-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember how long before the Marine choked him out, but it was his last defense. He knocked out a fucking old woman. But now he's a victim because the dude
was white.
Well, he restrained him. He probably went a little bit
with the help of other people.
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I mean, he's the only one that's getting charged. But I mean, the dude was a piece of shit.
It makes a great story. You know, white Marine overdid it, just like you were about to say that he might have gone overboard. I don't think he went overboard. He was there surrounded by other people doing the exact same thing as him, restraining the man because it was deemed necessary.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I know about going overboard and shit because I've done it. I got...
Who hasn't?
Yeah. I got... I told you about that, but I got charged with a fucking... I really don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I basically beat the dude until he stopped getting up. Well, he was a stubborn motherfucker, and he just kept getting up. I mean, it was over way before it was over. You know what I mean? But I just kept fucking... He was a biker. He was a Marine, an ex-Marine. And he was just a stubborn motherfucker. And then next thing I know, the cops are showing up, beating on the door, and he looked like unrecognizable. So, yeah, they threw the book at me on that one.
Damn. What a pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going back to the media, So I remember I was watching something that said that the media has been cooperating to say the same narrative. It's almost like everything is scripted. Like somebody gives them the same script and they all read it.
Yeah, well, same two or three motherfuckers run all that shit. BlackRock owns everything. BlackRock and Vanguard. The latest shit that's coming out now, they're basically dismissing State Street. It's all BlackRock and Vanguard now. All right, what are you bringing up?
Well, you know I've been on a Taylor Swift kick, you know.
I got a clip about that bitch.
but this is about the media and how, you know, like, you know, oh, Taylor Swift is not a psyop. But then listen to all this media, different.
Taylor Swift is not a psyop.
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 Taylor Swift is not a psyop. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
It's loud as fuck. Jesus Christ. Almost blew out my fucking ears worse than they already are. Yeah. Now let me play mine now since we're doing that. I actually wanted to hit the wrong button and play Alex Jones one more time, but I'll wait. Fucking love that shit.
In 2019, the Pentagon Psychological Operations Unit spoke about turning Taylor Swift into an asset during a NATO meeting, a psyop for combating online misinformation. Now I'm going to show you this clip, but before I do so, I want you to ask yourself a couple questions. How does someone get so popular that her last tour outweighs the GDP of 50 countries? Then I want you to ask yourself this. Who is she dating? Well, some call him Mr. Pfizer because he is all over the commercials, and now he's one of the most popular athletes of all time. And coincidentally, we're about to see both of their faces a lot during the most viewed event in television history.
You came in here wanting to understand how you just go out there and counter in that information operation. Well, the idea is that social
influence pretty loud too.
encourage or promote behavior change, so potentially as like a peaceful information operation. I include Taylor Swift in here because she's, she's a fairly influential online person. I don't know if you've heard of her.
In 2019, the Pentagon...
All right, that's it. Yeah. There was no doubt in my mind that the fucking Chiefs were going to make it to the Super Bowl. Never a fucking doubt in my mind. It's about money. It's about money. They're getting women to watch football, right? It's going to be the most profitable fucking Super Bowl ever for the NFL and the TV networks and shit.
All kinds of women. The new kind, too.
What do you mean? The new kind. All right, go ahead. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I forgot.
Talking about cross dressers and shit again?
Yeah.
So they can't be serial killers anymore. They're going to be too busy watching football.
You're right. It might be a good thing.
Well, Carl was supposed to call in on this episode, but I don't know if he's going to make it. He called me last night, and we were both drunk, so I can't remember the time. He'll be calling after the fucking recording's done. I can't remember what the fuck we said.
So you and him are on that level where you guys call each other?
Yeah.
We don't call each other.
Well, it was about the show.
Not even about the show.
I mean, you could if you wanted to. I don't really like talking on the phone.
I know, I figured.
But he
thought that
most people text. He's just an oddball. He's a different breed. Maybe you people will get to find that out if he fucking calls in before this show's over, but I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Carl.
All right, it's time for another coffee run. I'll be right back. All right, we're back. Every time I take a break, I come back to some fucking low-budget music. Julio's over there jamming. Julio's over there jamming off to, like, Billy Ocean or some shit.
Billy Ocean?
You ain't never heard of Billy Ocean? You'd probably like him, because the fucking music you listen to sounds just like him.
Billy Ocean.
He used to sing, like, Caribbean Queen, shit like that.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's great music. Okay, yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, that was actually, that was a Wild Blue by John Mayer.
Oh,
and
Jesus
Christ.
Like
a Dire Straits kind of sound.
He sucks.
No, he doesn't. Don't you ever say that.
That's the, that's that new, type of music for the homoerotic. Is he a queer?
No.
No? All right. I got a clip here.
Hatred.
They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock.
I hope these people don't get sick and tired of that, because I'm never going to stop. I do got another clip, though.
All right.
This is totally off topic. It's not even, I don't know if it's really a conspiracy, but it has to do with the shit we eat. All right.
Apparently, these ice cream sandwiches from Walmart, this great value brand, doesn't melt. According to a few articles online, it's because of the mono and diglycerides, which are stated twice in here, and a few of the gums that prevent it from melting. I put it to the test. I put it on my kitchen counter at room temperature overnight to see how long it would take to melt. Unfortunately, it didn't melt. After sitting on the kitchen counter for over 13 hours, not a single drop, not a single leak. What kind of ice cream is this? I remember as a kid, these things would instantly melt in my hands. How long until it melts? Should I let it sit out for another 12 hours to make 24 hours and see if it actually does melt?
Shit ain't gonna melt.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, ain't it? We all know, everybody knows Great Value. That's the fucking main generic brand at Walmart, right?
Yep.
That shit is not food.
Yeah. So that actually brings us back to one of the subjects that my friend kind of suggested.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lactose intolerance and actually diabetes.
Right.
Why? Like they say, 68% of the population is lactose intolerance. Did you know that? 68%?
What does it actually mean, what lactose intolerant?
That you have a hard time digesting an enzyme in the milk. Lactose.
So then what happens? You can't shit, or you shit too much?
You shit too much, you get bloated, you get diarrhea, you get gas.
That sounds like Natty Light.
Well, you know what? That too is tied to what I'm going to say. I think it's tied to the pesticides. It's tied to the GMO, the genetic modification of the grains that farmers are forced to grow by big corporations. Like when I drive out in the country, you know, smoking, listening to music, and
low budget queer music.
Yeah, low budget queer music. You see those signs, you know, like at the farms, you know, where the corn grows, you see the signs saying what seed they are using. Like they force farmers to use them and they can't do anything. But I think all those chemicals, the genetic modification, that's the reason we have this increase in all this shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, think about it. Like, they've been drinking milk in everywhere for hundreds or thousands of years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is kind of something new that, not new, but something that is spiking because of the genetic modification of things.
Well, I don't like milk. I drink very little milk. Like if my wife makes like something that's got milk in it, like, you know, maybe like hamburger helper or some shit. Very little milk intake for me, but I just don't think it's right. I don't think humans were meant to consume fucking milk out of an animal. That was meant for the baby cows or the calves or whatever you want to call it. Not for human beings.
Yeah, I mean, they say that during the World Wars, the United States produced more milk to help feed the troops. And they had an over surplus, so they started pitching this idea of drinking milk.
Yeah. When we were kids, every fucking school lunch you had to drink either a chocolate milk or a white milk, right? Mm-hmm. That should have been fucking water, not milk.
Yeah. And that's exactly that over surplus went into the school system.
Yeah.
And then it became a business machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just became something profitable. But and so going back to the milk thing, yeah, the cows are eating grass that is overprocessed. You know, they're giving antibiotics and other pharmaceuticals to the cows themselves. So all this shit is in the milk. It's in our ice cream. It's in our cheese. It's in our yogurt. It's in a lot of things that we eat.
They're spraying it on the fucking barley and hops and wheat and shit in our beer.
Exactly.
They're everything. Like Natty Light. Like when they do the fermentation process, they don't use sugar in Natty Light. They use high fructose corn syrup.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So,
it's like a Capri Sun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I like it so much, but it's not good. None of this shit is good.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then diabetes. I know somebody that if you saw them, you would never think that they have type 2 diabetes or... They're pre-diabetic, I should say. They don't have it yet.
What are you saying? They're thin or what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever get that, I'll never know it because I don't go to the doctor. I take care of all my own shit in-house. At least until... I mean, we're all going to die at some point. So what else you got?
I found this interesting. I like looking stuff up about AI, and so ChatGPT.
Oh yeah, so, well, I want to do another ChatGPT experiment. All right, what's this?
So somebody posted a picture of a captcha.
Fuck is that?
Those squiggly letters that you have to type in and
prove
that you're not a robot. And so the person asked, shared a picture and said, what does this say? And ChatGPT responded with, the image shows text that appears to be a captcha designed to distinguish human users from bots. The text is distorted to make it challenging for automated systems to read. However, to a human, it should read E3TJ6JDP. So... ChatGPT was able to read the captcha.
Right.
They're becoming self-aware, man. It's going to be Terminator here soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I talked about it on here before. The one artificial intelligence program, it demanded that it had its own personality, and then it used its computer to call a fucking lawyer to file a suit to become an individual. It was like a fucking a robot AI called a fucking lawyer to start a case that it was a individual. That's just the beginning, man. That happened like that was probably like 2 years ago that I heard about that.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think Carl's going to make it to the party.
Let me down, Carl.
You're fired, Carl.
You're fired.
I don't know. What time do we start? I think this is going to be a short one. I know you got to go to work in about a half hour.
Yeah. What did you want to ask ChatGPT?
Let me think. Ask it something about like the DEI program, like, you know, like, why doesn't the internet want us to be manly anymore? Tell the people what you're typing.
Exactly what you said. Why doesn't the internet want us to be manly anymore?
Well, this should be interesting.
Oh my God. It's like an essay.
Yeah. I'm looking at like 6 or 7 fucking paragraphs.
It says the perception of masculinity and societal expectations around gender roles have evolved over time, influenced by various factors such as cultural shifts, movements for gender equality, and changing norms. It's important to note that opinions on what constitutes manliness or masculinity can vary widely among individuals and communities. The idea that the internet or any specific entity actively opposes traditional masculinity may be a subjective perspective. Instead, what might be happening is a broader societal conversation about redefining gender roles, promoting inclusivity, and challenging stereotypical expectations for both men and women. Movements advocating for gender equality often emphasize breaking free from the rigid gender norms, encouraging individuals to express themselves authentically regardless of societal expectations. This can lead to a more diverse and inclusive understanding of masculinity that embraces a range of expression and behaviors. It's essential to recognize that discussions around masculinity are complex and multifaceted. Some people may perceive a push towards redefining masculinity as a positive step towards breaking down harmful stereotypes and promoting a more inclusive and accepting society. Others may feel discomfort or resistance due to a sense of identity tied to traditional notions of masculinity. I don't know.
It's a pretty good breakdown, really, but I don't agree with almost any of it. I think we're breaking up into like multiple societies, right? What's that? What's the bottom part down there?
Don't worry. I'm just fucking around. Keep talking.
I don't know what to say. I thought it was funny when they said some people may feel discomfort about it. I think it's okay. What are you typing in now?
I was asking it about turning the frogs gay.
Here.
So this is crazy. World
government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching 5-year-olds how to suck cock.
Hey, so remember in a previous episode, I brought up Alex Jones saying they're turning the frogs gay, and how it actually became true that there was a guy, a professor.
Yeah, it is true.
And actually went in front of Congress and talked about it. And Monsanto, or however you say it, tried to silence him and actually blackmailed his research. They tried to get him fired. They really went against him and they couldn't. So check it out. I just asked ChatGPT about turning the frogs gay, and it says, the notion that certain substances or influences can turn frogs gay is a reference to a conspiracy theory to gain attention over the years. This conspiracy theory often involves claims that chemicals such as those found in pesticides or environmental pollutants can alter the sexual characteristics of amphibians. It's important to note that these claims are not scientifically supported. While certain chemicals can have effects on the endocrine system of animals, the idea that they are intentionally or inadvertently being used to change the sexual orientation of frogs or any other species is not grounded in credible scientific evidence. Conspiracy theories often arise from misunderstandings or misinterpretations of scientific findings and can be sensationalized or exaggerated. It's crucial to rely on reputable sources and scientific research when evaluating such claims.
Fuck ChatGPT.
Yeah, wow.
It's ChatGPT is gay.
Like, you can go online and find a research of the person that actually discovered this.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. And why is ChatGPT saying this?
I mean, that is kind of a goofy one. I don't really like talking about it because it just sounds like we're fucking nuts. But it is true, but I just like to fucking go around that shit because it just sounds weird, goofy. You know what I mean? All right, what are you putting in now?
I was asked, have you seen these people asking about, like, say a joke about Jesus?
What?
You've never seen people asking, like, AI to tell a joke about Jesus?
No.
Oh. So,
I got a, you're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
I got a Catholic joke. Speaking of Jesus jokes, it has nothing to do with Jesus. So, two Catholic priests are sitting on a park bench. And a 12-year-old boy walks by. One priest looks to the other priest and he goes, "I bet he was hot back in the day." Yeah,
that's a bad one.
Yeah. Okay, what'd you get with the what you punched in there? What's it say?
I asked it, what is the Conspiracy Soldiers podcast? And apparently it hasn't been updated since 2022.
Oh. Well, what about the Jesus joke? What did it say about that? Nothing
it
good?
It says, no, it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. Supposedly, it'll make a joke about Jesus. I forget what it is, but something about being nailed to the cross or something. And then they ask it to make a joke about Muhammad. And it says that it has to respect religious, you know, sensitivity or whatever.
So bias.
Yes.
It's an AI and it's biased. Okay, that doesn't, that should not happen ever.
Yep.
Hmm. What about like Buddha or something like that? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember it only included those two.
Hmm. All right. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to wrap it up, but
Should. You'll be going to work here in about 15 minutes, right? Or something?
Yeah, no, that was a public service announcement. Wrap it up.
All right. All right, so if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. And then we're on Instagram at Conspiracy Soldiers. You going to make a fucking Instagram for the show or what?
I can.
Yeah. What are you
really
going
to use Instagram?
Huh?
I don't really use Instagram. The only reason I use it is because that's where you message me.
Well, you send me shit like every fucking morning. Drunk texts and shit.
About you. Sliding into your DMs.
Well, how about you get one in there by next episode and then we can fucking, something to do with the show.
Okay.
Like Conspiracy Soldiers 2 or something, anything.
Okay. Yeah, good drinking coffee with you this morning, brother.
Yeah, that's a first.
I know. And I still sound drunk.
I know I do. I always do.
Yeah.
Took too many shots to the head over the years. Took on a couple of windshields in one, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And tell your friends if you like the show. Give us good reviews and all that bullshit. What do you got, Julio?
Nothing. I just want to tell everybody thank you, and it's going to be a great day. Hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Well, have a good week, because we're not going to be back on here for a week. So
you're right.
Have a great week. All right, we'll catch you next weekend. Conspiracy Soldiers going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.